Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on this 27th day of June. Almost done with June. It's so crazy how fast time flies, isn't it? All right, so we are reading in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 12 through 21 in the Message translation, and this is what it says. I am Lady Wisdom, and I live next to Sanity. Knowledge and discretion live just down the street. The fear of God means hating evil, whose ways I hate with a passion, pride and arrogance and crooked talk. Good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. I am both insight and the virtue to live it out. With my help, leaders rule, and lawmakers legislate fairly. With my help, governors govern, along with all in legitimate authority. I love those who love me. Those who look for me find me. Wealth and glory accompany me. Also, substantial honor and a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary, even a very big salary. The returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. You can find me on Righteous Road. That's where I walk, at the intersection of Justice Avenue, handing out life to those who love me. Filling their arms with life, armloads of life. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I need armloads of life. I want life. I want to live life and live it abundantly. And that's why you came. You came to set us free, and you came to help us to live that abundant life, that super abundance of living in joy and freedom. And that's what I want. And I pray that for my friend listening today, that they would experience your favor, they would experience your presence, they would experience your emancipation, and that they would experience that abundance. Lord, fill their arms, their minds, their hearts, their relationships with life. In any place where there's death and pain and grief, I pray that you would meet them in that place. Thank you that you are the God who loves us even through the grief. And I thank you, Jesus, that you knew how to grieve. You grieved when your friend Lazarus died. It said that you wept, and weeping is not just crying, it's weeping. I've wept many times, and it's a whole body thing. And so you have that kind of empathy, and you understand what it's like to be a man of sorrows. But it also said you had the oil of joy more than anybody. And so, Lord, I know that this life has the tandem truths of joy and pain, and we can't really have true joy without also the suffering, and also that growth happens on the soil of suffering. So Lord, help us to bend into it. Help us to understand that this is not forever, but if we are walking through a season of suffering, that you will be with us. Lord, help us to hate evil. Help us to fear you, to revere you, to love you, to worship you. Help us to avoid pride and arrogant and crooked talk. I don't want to be a boastful person, Lord. Deliver us from pride. Deliver us from boasting. Lord, help us to find good counsel and common sense in good friends. I pray you would surround my friend with wise friends, because as we become like who we surround ourselves with, Lord, so we want to have people around us who are wise and sensible and kind-hearted and are full of virtue and insight. And so, Lord, for those who don't have that right now, I pray even today you would begin to set in motion the pathway where that it would lead to a good relationship that of someone who will pray in person for my friend and will walk, go to the store with them, and will take a walk with them, and will shoulder burdens with them, and that they could return that favor. Lord, our lives consist of relationships, and we need them for life. They are like oxygen to us. And we also, of course, need your relationship with us to be intact. And so, Lord, show us anything that is preventing us from connecting well to you. Lord, thank you also for the leaders of our government. We pray that they would seek wisdom. We pray that they would seek sensibility. We pray that they would run away from pride or arrogance or crooked talk. We pray that they would lead well, they would judge fairly, they would govern with humility, and that they would have legitimate authority. Lord, we pray that you would go before, behind, beside each leader, whether it be in our town or our district or our state or our country. country or this world. We pray that your rule of law would happen, and that that there would be justice in this land. And Lord, help us to look forward to the time where it all is completely going to be just, and I'm thankful for that. Lord, we love you and we need you. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Grateful for you. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. A bunch of different levels. This will just help us to get to the point where we can have the prayers, the actual prayers that I pray, to be, I almost said translated, but not translated, transcribed in English. But yeah, if they're transcribed into English, then there's that possibility that you can throw them into Google Translate and send them out to your friends who speak a different language, which would be also really cool. So thanks in advance for doing that. I trust God to provide that if that's what he wants, and I hope you have a great day.